and welcome to the France 24 interview. Our guest today is the President of the Republic of Angola, João Lourenço. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Okay, thank you.
I want to begin with the situation in Sudan. You have two military leaders fighting. You have civilian population suffering. The world is trying to stop the bloodshed, but it seems nothing is working. How worried are you about the situation in Sudan, Mr. President?
Mark, indeed, we are all very concerned about the situation that emerged suddenly in Sudan. Apparently, it was all right, but unfortunately, at all of a sudden, these military clashes started between two generals. The fact that all of us are concerned trying to find a solution for the conflict, which is negotiation, the best way, in order to put an end to the fightings and reach a ceasefire, negotiate a long-lasting peace that would allow the return of a big number of Sudanese citizens who are currently taking refuge in the neighboring countries.
Right. Mr. President, I want to get to the situation in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where you have been deeply involved in trying to find a solution to the crisis in the east of the DRC. There was a ceasefire that brokered on March 7th. Clearly, it has not been implemented. How worried are you that this could escalate into a full blown-out war between the DRC and Rwanda?
Well, I think that this will not happen, at least as much as it depends on us. We will do our utmost in order to avoid that situation of direct confrontation between the two neighboring countries, the DRC and Rwanda. We know that the M23 till today, they are upholding the ceasefire. The next step, which unfortunately has not been yet taken, but it all depends not only on them as M23, but also the country itself, the Democratic Republic of Congo. The next step, as we all know, according to the Luanda roadmap, is the cantonment of the M23 forces. We have achieved ceasefire. Now we need to get them into cantonment and start the process of disarmament and the reintegration of these Congolese citizens in the Congolese society. So we are all working towards achieving this goal of having them into cantonment zones. Angola was due to send a military contingent in order to provide security in the cantonment areas. As soon as conditions are put in place in these cantonment zones, we have a contingent prepared in order to be deployed in a few days and provide security to M23 elements that will be brought in cantonment zones.
So, because yes, this was decided to send those 500 soldiers, so you're saying they're going to be very soon on the ground, and you're confident that the M23 can be disarmed and that this can really lead to a much better situation on the ground very soon.
Yes, we do believe. We have to be optimistic. One has to be optimistic and be based on the principle that M23 will uphold their commitment.
You said the M23 had upheld the ceasefire. What about the attitude of the Congolese army? Because the DRC authorities are constantly accusing the M23, Rwanda, of being an obstacle to peace. But what about them? Are they doing what they promised they would do, or is there a problem with them as well?
Well, the Congolese authorities are upholding their commitment. Obviously, we would like to see the timing of providing the condition for containment should be shortened as much as possible. But that's not what's happening. But we have to be confident that from now onward, things will be done more expeditiously. We have been in contact permanently with the Congolese authorities at the highest level. President Tshisekedi has been coming to Luanda frequently in order to deal exclusively with this case of M23.
What about Paul Kagame? Have you been recently in touch with him? Is he committed to this peace effort that you're trying to achieve?
We don't have any reason for complaint regard to Rwanda after the last Addis Ababa summit. It was President Kagame, at my request, who put Angola in contact with the leadership of the M23. We had some difficulties in contacting the M23 elements because we were tasked to conduct that contact. And who facilitated the contact was President Paul Kagame. Right after, a few days later, the M23 leadership came to Rwanda and we worked with them in Rwanda, so we have to be fair in recognizing that somebody who has taken steps like these is willing, so there is no complaint at all.
I want to get to the war in Ukraine. The Brazilian president Lula da Silva said the Ukrainian president Volodymyr Zelensky was just as responsible for the war as Russia's president Vladimir Putin. Do you share his point of view?
Well, it's not elegant for a head of state to comment on positions by other heads of states. But I can respond you in a different way to say what is Angola's position, and then you can make your own comparisons and see whether our positions do coincide. Angola's position about this conflict between Russia and Ukraine is: the world has to do its utmost in order to ensure and uphold and respect both the sovereignty and integrity of all countries. When I talk about integrity, I'm talking about territorial integrity. These are two principles that should be considered as sacred ones, in as much as the UN Charter does do enshrine and international law also do provide on that, that independence and territorial integrity of a country should be respected. In the case of this conflict, it's true that the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine have been violated. They've been respected by the neighboring country, which is Russia, and we cannot agree with that. Now, please try to compare one and the other position, that of Angola and that of Brazil, and make your own conclusions.
Can China be the mediator, the best mediator?
China can, yes. Well, in one of my public statements shortly, I said that given the influence the U.S. have on the Western countries, given the influence that China has on Russia, not only China, but the two, on one side the U.S., on the other side China, if they reach an understanding, these two big powers can play a decisive role in finding a long-lasting solution to this conflict between Russia and Ukraine. It's not only China. Let us not look only to China.
Last issue, Mr. President. When you were first elected, the fight against corruption was a central element of your program. Last December, the Angolan Supreme Court ordered the seizure of the assets held by Isabel dos Santos, the eldest daughter of the former president. She's under investigation for corruption, embezzlement of public funds. Interpol has issued a red notice for her arrest. But clearly, as she has expressed publicly, she lives freely. It seems that, be it in Dubai or London, she is not afraid to be arrested. Do you think that there's no chance she will be arrested?
Está em Londres?
Is she in London? I didn't know that.
Well, she's traveling. You know, she was in Dubai. And so. But what I'm saying, she doesn't seem to fear arrest. She seems like pretty certain that this will not happen.
Well, that's what seems to you. But just to respond to your question, the same engagement we had in the fight against corruption in the first term of office is still the same momentum. With regard to this concrete question you've made, this issue has been handed over to Interpol, and we hopeful that Interpol will play their role, and we do not want to interfere into their job. She has to settle the accounts with the justice, and it's with the justice that she should defend herself. As it's always said, if you have nothing to owe, you have nothing to fear as well. So she should respond before the justice and give any kind of allegation she wants, and not to the press as she has been doing so far.
President João Lourenço, I want to thank you very much for your time and for responding to our questions here. And thank you all for watching this interview on France 24.